Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Peter Marks, his friends, his family, and we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and our loyal listeners worldwide.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is joycebarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever. Folks, welcome to the show today. It is a major day for two reasons. One is that we have one of our favorite guests with us here today, psychic Peter Marks, who is going to give you free on-air mini readings. And the other reason that it is an extraordinary day is that it is Black Friday. The day following Thanksgiving in the U.S. is traditionally the beginning of the Christmas shopping season. On this day, most major retailers open extremely
early and offer promotional sales to kick off the holiday shopping season. It is not an official holiday, but many non-retail employers also observe this day as a holiday along with Thanksgiving, giving their employees a day off, thereby increasing the number of potential shoppers. It has recently been the busiest shopping day of the year since 2005, and the name originated in Philadelphia, where it originally was used to describe the heavy and disrupted pedestrian and vehicle traffic which would occur on the day after Thanksgiving. Use of the term started before 61 and began to see broader use outside Philadelphia around 1975. Later, an alternative explanation began to be offered that Black Friday indicates the point at which retailers begin to turn a profit or are in the black. I mention that because it takes a special kind of person, one really interested in what's next, what's in the future, to be on with us right here, right now, Peter Marks, to hear from you when they could be out shopping and being the first online. What do you think about that, Peter?
Well, I'm incredulous as to this unfolding. I feel very blessed to have so many people calling in to the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. And I have to say that after the show myself, I am going to be heading out to do my Christmas shopping. And I am looking forward to it. And let's have a fun radio show today.
We'll have a fun radio show, Peter, but I need to know that on your Christmas shopping list, I'm at least near the very top.
You couldn't get any higher than where you are right now. The next step is entree into the heavens, and I'm not ready to say goodbye to you yet.
Oh, okay. Speaking of that, I would like to hear what you predict for me for the future. And then what you predict for this show for the future.
Well, I think that's kind of a two-part question because this year I do believe for you that there will be expansion with you, that, and this has to do with other venues for speaking engagements and radio. And also I decided a while ago I'm quite proud of our recent publication for both of us in the Huffington Post that actually highlighted your background as a brilliant life coach and my background as a psychic and medium. So I think the positive things are already starting to unfold for us.
That's very exciting. And along with the exciting things, what do you see for my radio career?
Well, I see you for your radio career. I do intuitively sense that you will be not becoming more global, but I do feel that more people are going to be listening to all of your shows. And I do want to stress, it's very important to me with your listening audience that they not only tune into the programs when I am a guest, but I also encourage them to listen to your other shows with health guru Beverly Nadler and Stefan Ryback and John Bell, because each one of your shows actually is filled with brilliant wisdom and knowledge that we all need in order to keep our sense of equanimity, peace, and harmony in our lives. And they are learning tools for people to really come together, and understand how to live a more positive lifestyle.
Thank you for that, Peter. And you were just one step ahead of me because I was definitely going to mention folks to listen specifically to our last two shows yesterday on Thanksgiving Day. I did an awesome show with Beverly Nadler called Thanksgiving All You've Got. That was yesterday's show. We had quotes, jokes, riddles, prayers to celebrate the holiday. The day before, we did The Miracle of Giving Thanks with Stefan Ryback, John Bell, Beverly Nadler, and Peter Marks. So the difference with the two shows, Wednesdays had the people we were focusing on that we were so grateful to have in our lives, and Thursday's shows was so much information to make your Thanksgiving Day lively, tuning in, as I said, with the Thanksgiving jokes and quotes and riddles and celebrations around the world, that kind of thing. So yes, all our shows offer something special. All of them are really, really good. And I just want to share this very, very short poem that I want to set the show off on a fun note. So this was, 'twas the night of Thanksgiving. I tossed and I turned, my food all digested, my stomach still churned. The thought of some turkey with stuffing and pie was too tempting for me to repress or deny. I ran to the kitchen, threw open the door, and loaded my plate full of goodies galore. Turkey, cranberries, and yams piled high. I barely had room for some leftover pie. My stomach grew huge and my face got all red. I couldn't get back up on the stairs to my bed. I bit off more food that I guess I could chew, but I'd do it again in a flash, wouldn't you? That by Nancy Moorish, and I read that, I shared that with you, because I am doing that again tonight, as a matter of fact, because the gracious host of our Thanksgiving dinner, my cousin Diane, gave me enough to take home that I can do it all over again. Thank you, Diane. So today as well, I will have that experience. Okay, I know you folks are so anxious to get your readings, so just let me share this original, very, very short poem. Today and every day, I feel very blessed. Because you are in my life, you are simply the best. You are really special in all you say and do. You've made a difference in my life. I'm so thankful to have you, Peter Marks. So that's for you, Peter. And on that note, I'm so grateful you're in my life. I want to share you with the world. Go ahead, please.
Well, Joyce, I am touched on a spiritual, emotional level, and yes, we have become very dear, dear friends. Unfortunately, I am not prolific when it comes down to poems, and if I'm ever inspired by the universe, I will write a very special poem for you. But you are most creative in that area, and that was a wonderful, wonderful after Thanksgiving gift to me.
You are the gift to me. I just got to put a red ribbon around you, and off we go. So on that note, for all the people that are saying, call on me, I'm waiting. I'm going to 256-473, Kimberly in Georgia. And folks, before you speak, keep this in mind. I want you to project. Really, get, you know, speak up so we can hear you clearly. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and date of birth. Then your question or concern to Peter. That's the format. Go ahead, Kimberly from Georgia.
My name's Kimberly. I'm from Georgia. My birth date is November 5th, 1970. And my question is about the job that I have right now. The county is having some financial difficulties, and I just want to make sure that that's going to be smoothed out.
Okay, Kimberly, you did say November 5th of 1970.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I am going to tune into your guide, and I am going to provide you with information from them and also from myself. So your main concern is that your job position is not going to be in any way disrupted.
Okay.
Okay, I am feeling very, very strongly. The guys are saying to me that you are going to be protected. You are actually going to have a very, very wonderful year. And I'm going to ask you this question because I pick up nervousness or worry. Do you worry a lot, dear?
I think I do overthinking. I overthink.
You overanalyze everything to the point that you make yourself a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I see positive things coming up for you. You're very good at analyzing in business. Is that not correct?
That is correct.
All right, you will have a very, very positive year. I do see money coming in for you, and you are definitely protected.
Okay. Okay.
So don't worry,
Kimberly,
for the
if I might interject here, since you have job concerns, just know that I'm a business coach, and I'd be happy to have a free consult on if you're interested in making extra money, home businesses, till you get whatever it is you want. Would that interest you?
Sure.
Okay, send an email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com. In the subject line, just put Peter. I always like to know when people write to me what show prompted them to do that. And in the text at Coach Joyce, a name, phone number, and best time to reach you. And in the meantime, I might give you a call anyway. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay, we're good. Peter, anything else?
I just wanted to say that I feel her potential is really great, and she has people skills, she analyzes, and she was gifted and blessed with a lot of positive energy. And this year I do feel that she is going to have more involvement, and it's a pleasure talking to you, Kimberly.
All right. Thank you very much, Peter.
You're welcome,
dear.
Have a great holiday.
You too.
Have a great day.
All right.
Thank you so much for calling us. Okay. Next we have as 856-776. That would be Laura from New Jersey.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura.
Okay. Hi.
Your date of birth, question, or concern?
October 1st, 63.
October 1st is 63?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to ask your guides to come in.
What's your
and
question or concern, Laura?
I'm looking for work, and I'd like to be able to purchase a home next year. So those are my biggest concerns.
All right, Laura, I am first picking up that you said you're looking for a job, correct?
Yes.
All right. I am being told if you allow yourself to let this unfold, they're telling me that they would like you to start your own home business. I'm also feeling that you are a very nurturing type of person. You're very detailed, and I want you to challenge yourself because your guides are telling me that you speak your mind and that you are great with organizing. I'm also picking up areas around. They're saying to me, they're showing me health. They're saying to me anything to do in the health area, sales. So until you find that job, have you considered possibly working for yourself?
Well, I feel more secure working for a company. I have an interview lined up with a health company next week, next Thursday.
Oh, you do. All right, because they're showing me health products.
It is health. It's a health company.
Yes.
It's So are they giving you any idea of whether or not I'll be able to, I'll get that particular job?
I'm feeling they're telling me if you call the follow-up, yes. They feel you have to be aggressive with this, and they're telling me that you know how to mingle with people, you know how to speak to people. I'm also seeing you in the future doing something around media to promote products. So they're talking to me about giving a presentation. So I do feel positive about this.
Oh, okay.
Laura, I'm a life coach here, Joyce. And when I say one does not preclude the other, you can go on that job interview and we will wish for you to get what you want, but you can also make extra money, health-related products, have your own business. And I'm offering you what I offered Kimberly on the call before, a free consult. Do you want to take advantage of that?
No, because I'm not looking to go into my own business right now. I really want something with a permanent job company.
Okay, because what I was saying, you can have both. This could be a little something on the side. It doesn't have to be that huge. So if I understand you correctly, you don't want me to call you to just give you the ideas of how you can make both work?
I'm not looking for that right now. So, no, I wouldn't want that. But
okay, thank you. And thank you for your honesty. Thank you for calling in today. And next we have, 916-838. I'm trying to keep the order of when you folks called in. 916-838, that would be Wendy from Sacramento. Go ahead, please.
Joyce, I just want to say I love you. And what an opportunity to have you call any of the people that call your show today. What a blessing. And I appreciate you and I love you.
I appreciate you saying that. And I always have a smile on my face, in all due respect, when people say no, when I'm offering it totally free. I'm a life coach. I've been a coach for decades and decades. And I'm saying I'm happy to call you just for being a listener. And they say no. Okay. That's what makes the world go round. So thank you for sharing that, Wendy. I appreciate it.
Certainly. And hello, Peter. It's such an honor to speak with you again.
Oh, same here, darling. How are you, Wendy? And happy day after Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to both you and Joyce, always. Peter, I have been working at a new company, and begins with a C, and I had an unfortunate experience. We were released from training, and I won't say the name of the company, but Eddie is the team lead, and Paula is my supervisor. And Eddie was very abrupt with me, and I felt like it was very unprofessional and inappropriate. So I actually spoke to my supervisor, and they turned things around, and I asked if I could please move to another team, Sherry's team or Peggy's team, and she said no. Teresa is the main boss there. She's in control. So should I speak to Teresa? What's going to happen? Am I going to keep this job for at least 2 years, and will I be moved to Sherry's team or Peggy's team?
Well, dear, to answer that, that's actually a full reading. What I do want to say is right now they're saying to me they're watching over you. I don't feel changes right now, but they are telling me that they're saying to me there will be more responsibility coming up in December, but they're showing me that with the position, they do feel that it will be at least 2 years.
Okay. And
okay.
You don't see any switches to a new team?
I do see it, but they're telling me, you guys are saying if you keep on pushing and pushing, they are liable to want to move you out. So right now, with the way the job market is, I don't think I would test the vicissitude to this. Be grateful for what you have because a lot of people are unemployed.
Okay, but at least 2 years employment at this company.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Peter.
Thank you, Wendy, for calling. And, folks, if you want a full reading, Peter Marks, a direct line, 203-206-9353. Mention our show. Mention that you heard about him through our show. And Peter very generously will give you a discount at my request to all our loyal listeners. So simply by mentioning you heard from him through our show, I promise you, you will get a significant discount from Peter. I know many listeners that have taken advantage of this and they're amazed because he gets about three times as much, literally, as what he is going to be asking from you, just out of respect for the show and acknowledging you for being a listener. Next, I'm going to go to 863-289, and that would be Julia from Florida. Go ahead, Julia.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Hello,
what is
Julia,
your question or concern and date of birth?
My date of birth is September 16th, 1961, and I'm calling to see what Peter picks up for me around relocating. I was thinking about moving. It's been suggested maybe the North Carolina, South Carolina area, so I don't know. Kind of see what Spirit has for me as far as the best place for me to relocate to.
All right. I was just giving the message. They do see a strong indication of relocation. They're talking to me about after the holidays. Now, what I am also feeling here is they're saying to me with the relocation, you're looking, you're open to changing your job position?
I'm not employed right now, but yeah, that would definitely be a big part of it.
All right. I do see work coming in for you. Now, this coming year, the guys are telling me right to December 20th is going to be a good time for you. You do dedicate yourself to the work, and I do feel a move coming up. I do also want to let you know from my private practice that I have a lot of people moving to the Carolinas, that's North and South Carolina, and they love it. People are telling me that the lifestyle is a lot less expensive, so I just wanted to pass on that information.
Awesome. So you're feeling after the holidays for the move or after the holidays for employment?
I feel it's going to be right after the holidays. Right now, you're being pulled. The guys are saying they're pulling you to leave wherever you are. And I am feeling a transition here. I also feel some frustration here because I feel that you want a new direction, and they're also saying to me, has money been kind of tight there for a while?
I didn't understand that last bit.
Has money been tight?
Has money been tight? Peter, you're not coming in that clearly.
Okay.
I'm okay, but employment will definitely help it. You know, help with that, obviously.
All right, you're going to be fine. They're saying more money. And is this better, Joyce?
Yes, much better. Yes. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. You will be fine. And, yes, I do see a transition for you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and happy holidays to both of you. And
happy holidays to you. You're welcome.
Right, Julia, thank you for calling. Have a great weekend. Folks, once again, I want to refer to two amazing shows, the one on Wednesday, Stefan Rybak, John Bell, Beverly Nather, and Peter, The Miracle of Giving Thanks, and yesterday's show with Beverly Nather, Thanks, Giving All You've Got. Do listen to that. And our health guru, Beverly Nadler, will give you the reason why you should be listening not only to those shows, to our shows every day here in her own words. Why?
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask you to partner up with us, become a loyal listener, and how you can best accomplish that is by going to Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and friends.com, and right under my picture on the upper left of the homepage, it says follow. Just by clicking on that, you will be apprised of every show, every guest, every topic. You need not miss any of them. Peter graces us every month, but you'll never know which day, when to call. Simply becoming a follower, you will know that. So do go to JoyceBarryandFriends.com. Don't miss any of our shows. Every one of them has something special to offer you. Next, we go to 646-756. That would be Lisa from New York City. Go ahead, Lisa. Yes. Date of birth and question or concern.
Okay, date of birth is 8/12/1980. And my question for Peter is, in regards to my love life, do you see me meeting my soulmate in 2018 or 2019?
Okay, if you're going to meet your soulmate in 2018 or 2019, is that the question?
Yes, sir.
And it's, okay, August 12th, 1980, correct?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please. I was just given, well, what I'm picking up here to myself, first of all, Lisa, you need to meet somebody as dynamic as you are.
I agree, yes.
You need somebody that is fiery, that wants to have fun, that likes to go out, that likes to enjoy life. And if they're not, you're going to be bored to tears. You are, this year, actually right now when I'm picking up, they're saying to me somebody, they're getting ready to bring somebody in, and this person better be willing to join you on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
Okay, because you're going to take over the whole program. And after that, they're going to give you your own program.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. You need somebody that really appreciates all of your gifts. You do not relax, do you?
I need to relax more. It's just because the job that I have, I work overnights right now. It's not the job that I want, but it pays the bills. So it's it's the 2 hours. I work from 12 a.m. to 8 a.m. So it's 12 hours, 2 hours to work and 2 hours back. But I need to relax more. Yes, I agree.
Yes, you need to relax more. You need to learn more with meditation. Home is going to be important to you, but I am feeling very positive things coming up for you. And they because I can't go on too long with each mini reading, I do see something around property with you. I don't know if you're thinking about this, but I do see property or investments in the future for you.
Okay, yes, I'm definitely thinking about moving. So, yes.
Okay. Go for it, because you are type A personality and you love and you can motivate everybody else around you.
Okay, and then when do you think that move will come? Because I think it might take a little while.
They're saying to me more towards, they're giving me about a year, year and a half.
Okay. All right, I see.
Yes. But you're going to be happy and you're going to be fine.
Okay. All right.
Okay, honey.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, Lisa. I love that energy. I agree with Peter. I picked up those vibes, too, that you're just an extroverted person, happy-go-lucky. Thank you for calling into the show. We want to hear from you more often. Did you get that?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Have a great weekend. Folks, thank you all for being with us when you could be out in the stores grabbing merchandise from each other, looking for the best sales. So those of you that want to hear more from Peter, his phone number, direct line, if you want to schedule your own private reading, 203-206-9353, 203-206-9353. Be sure to mention Joyce Barry, the name of the show, my name, any one of which will get you a very substantial discount. Folks, I just want to share with you my website. I am a life coach, motivational speaker, Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com, my official website. So do check that out. You'll see all about my seminar programs, my coaching. You will see testimonials from all over the country, people just like you that want some personal or professional coaching. Here are just some of the testimonials that I want to share with you.
And Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I Think and Grow Rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
Yes, you do that, and I'll be happy to give you that mini consult totally free just for listening to this show today. CoachJoyce@AOL.com. Again, thank you, folks. You could be out shopping, but you're here shopping for answers with our dear friend, world-renowned psychic Peter Marks. Next, we have 973 973. You haven't checked in with us earlier. So what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Joyce. My name is Jacqueline. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Jacqueline from New Jersey?
Yes.
Jacqueline, what's your date of birth, your question or concern?
1/5/1965, and my concern is about a move and getting the finance to make the move.
Okay. I actually have your guide that before you finish your sentence just popped in. All right. I am feeling as we are talking, first of all, Jacqueline, do you know where you want to move? Because I sense at times vacillation back and forth.
Yes, I have been feeling that way because there's been a lot of resistance. But I'm trying to move in my family's home, my mother's house.
Okay. Oh, you're trying to move into your family's house.
Yeah, it was part of an estate. And now it's in serious trouble, and I'm trying to get the finance to take it out of the red, pay up the arrears, and there's some resistance there with other people blocking my progress.
Oh, right, because they're showing me a lawyer around you.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying legal issues. Now, was there any issues around taxes or debts that were owed against that estate?
Yes, they create the other siblings. They created the debts.
Okay,
they won't move out the way to make me clear it up.
All right, I do feel that the guys are saying to me, if you pay off the debts, then you should come into more of a percentage than the rest of the siblings. I do see this unfolding for you. They're also telling me they want you to be careful with your health. They're saying they don't want you to get sick over this.
Okay.
All right. I do see now, are you still working with the lawyer right now?
I have the lawyer, but I haven't been speaking to him lately because each time I speak to them, they're charging me like $400 an hour to represent me, and I didn't think they did a good job the last several years.
Okay, I'm being told for you to contact, if you are eligible, legal aid.
Okay.
Contact legal aid to see, but I do feel there is a certain avariciousness here, meaning there's a certain amount of greed from your siblings,
mm-hmm.
and they want you to pay off the debts, but they want to inherit their share.
Right, which makes no sense. They created the debt, and they already inherited everything.
Right. I do feel you're going to be fine, but your guides are saying they're going to work with you on this. They're going to help you get out of this, and I want to tell you, you don't give up. You have a lot of stamina, and they are saying to me, things will unfold for you.
Okay? Do you see my brother leaving? Because he said he was going to leave, but he haven't left yet.
I do feel that, but I'm also sensing that legally the lawyer is going to have to step in and either give him an option, and if he doesn't want the option, then he's probably going to have to leave. Okay?
Okay. They did that already. He's just been being very defiant.
He's being defiant. Well,
and he used to be the administrator, but he took all the money, and now he's broke.
Oh, he took all the money.
Yeah,
if
he
you
sold,
want to
like,
go
two
into
properties,
the...
and kept
wow.
all the money, and kept all the money
well,
between him and another two other siblings, and
another
now they're not
sibling.
Talking.
Well, if you can prove this in documentation and submit this to probate court. You have a chance. Unfortunately, we've got to move on because we have
okay.
other people waiting, but I do feel a protection around you, dear.
Thank you. Thank you for the
You're
meeting.
You're welcome.
And happy Thanksgiving to both of you and Joyce.
You
Thank
too,
you
dear.
Thank you for that, Jacqueline. And we do wish you well, only the best, and do call us again.
I will. Thank you, love.
Folks, I say to all of you, do become a follower of the show, Joyce Barry and Friends.com. I absolutely do that. And Peter, I just want to ask you, given it's Black Friday, what are you going to do to make the day white?
Well, I've already made the day white. I'm on the radio talking with you.
Yes, thank you for that. I do appreciate that. I just wanted to share just a couple of amazing quotes for Thanksgiving, and that that I really appreciate. Feeling grateful or appreciative of someone or something in your life actually attracts more of the things that you appreciate and value in your life. That by Northrop Christine. I share that to reiterate yet again, Peter, how much I'm grateful to have you in my life, how much I appreciate you. And Sam Lefkowitz, that when asked if my cup is half full or half empty, my only response is that I'm thankful I have a cup. And Melody Beal says, gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. And I did want to share those because it is Thanksgiving weekend, and I really urge you folks and encourage you folks to use it as the launching pad every day for being grateful, being thankful, random acts of kindness. And this by Samuel Pugh really hits it all home. A Thanksgiving Day prayer. God, when I have food, help me to remember the hungry. When I have work, help me to remember the jobless. When I have a home, help me to remember those who have no home at all. When I am without pain, help me to remember those who suffer. And remembering, help me to destroy my complacency, bestir my compassion, and be concerned enough to help by word and deed those who cry out for what we take for granted. Amen. That by Samuel Pugh, P-U-G-H. I just wanted to just really strike home the point how you can make this wonderful holiday weekend a launching pad, as I said, to make a difference in the world, to support others, to do random acts of kindness. And my mantra is, make someone happy today. Peter, again, I want to say you make me happy every day. You're just a special, extraordinary person.
Well, Joyce, I feel the same way towards you. And I did want to kind of intercept something, interject, I meant, here. And I want your listening audience to know this because I have learned this not only from life coaching, which I've been so grateful for since we have initially met, and you encouraging me and helping me in areas that I didn't realize that I needed strength and to change. In order for a person or male, female, whomever, to change your life, you have to visualize on a positive, not negative, but a positive level, what you want to attract. And it's a competitive market out there. And if somebody does offer you a free consultation of being able to assist you in changing your behavior and your thought process and your energy around, I myself, when I was offered this from Joyce, I grabbed the opportunity because we are conditioned by society a lot of times to think in a very negative way. So if you want to become what you visualize in your mind and your dreams, you may need assistance, and I want to encourage people to actually connect with you and to take you up on your wonderful services.
Thank you for that, Peter. And it isn't just someone. I want to say that I have decades of life coaching behind me, and I've coached some of the most extraordinary top-level CEOs. So it does amaze me when I'm offering it as a gift and people decline it. And I say that not to kind of rub it in or that I'm not so humble, but life is a gift, and there are angels all around us and miracles all around us, but if your eyes are tightly shut, you won't see or even know that they're there. So that was words to the wise from the wise. This is another original poem. Happy, 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 and just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life here, Joyce Barry and friends. We advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss. Make money and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good. And as our friend Stefan Rybak would say, may the rest of your life be the best of your life, and may all your pains be champagnes. So as we're winding down here, Peter, what message, and you know, everything you said was a message, either personal or generic to people, but what do you really want to impart? What do you want to leave people with this weekend?
Well, the first thing that I am thinking of is gratitude. And I say gratitude because when I am out at a store, or if I'm with a group of people, I hear people talking about what they don't have in their life. They don't have enough money. I hear family issues and problems going on. I hear that they do not go along with the administration, what is going on in Washington, and they're fearful of what is going to be happening in the near future. And I really, really truthfully feel that collectively as a nation, even worldwide, that if we want to turn our lives around and we want to see our selves happy and we want to see our family members happy, then when we pontificate about negativity, we're asking the universe to provide us with everything that is negative. And I learned a long time ago by listening to Dale Carnegie, and I'm listening to all of these people, Marianne Williamson, and I listened to Tony Robbins, and the most brilliant one of them all that I have listened to that is so positive is life coach Joyce Barry. And through all of this, I have come to the realization that we are co-creators through God, the universe, whatever you want to label, whatever your religion may be. But if you're not happy with your life, don't wait around, sit around and wait for God or for somebody else to provide you with the answers. We're born with the answers. They are innate within our soul. And the most important thing that I have to say is you will learn and change your life if you tune in every single day of the week to the Joyce Barry and Friends show, and we will all help you. All of us are inspired by God and the universe, and without this radio program, I think the world would be so remiss in having the love and having the positivity that you project to everybody.
Peter, you are most kind, and I feel most humble just listening to that. But again, I know I've got the world-renowned psychic, extraordinary human being, very special in every way. So very, very grateful for you. Folks, I want to, since Peter is acknowledging about my advice, here's my advice on how you can spend the weekend. Folks, whatever you're celebrating, here's my advice. Drink, lie, steal, and swear. You heard it first from Joyce Barry, success coach, telling you to drink, lie, steal, and swear to make your celebration successful. Drink from the cup of prosperity, but always remember those less fortunate than you and act to help them. Lie down tonight and give thanks for all the blessings you have.
all the opportunities you have and all the wonderful people you have in your life. Steal time away from your busy schedule to spend quality time with those people in your life who are special to you, who inspire you, who make you feel good, who are a role model for you. Swear that you will say something especially nice to someone today. Express gratitude to someone today and pay it forward to someone today. Do a random act of kindness and smile a lot, laugh a lot. Joy and happiness are contagious. Enjoy. Yes, folks, enjoy this weekend. Enjoy yourself, your friends, your family. And here is my personal prayer for all of you. Those were my wishes on how to spend the weekend. It seemed very appropriate for this weekend. Drink, lie, steal, and swear. Here is my prayer. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. So that is my prayer for all of you. Have a really great weekend, a blessed weekend. And folks, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us. And you can do that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mash. Thank you. God bless you.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Joyce Barry Mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry Mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day.
Wow.
And listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Wow.